Hi, this is Man Walks Into a Rabbit Hole. This is Amitabh. A quick pod on something which I spoke to a friend and somebody who listens, actually my child who listens to this, was joking about it that almost every pod starts with a conversation with a friend. But this, all of this really happens, right? So it's not like I'm making this up. So, a few friends were talking yesterday and we were speaking about the fact that there's a lot of extremely bad news all around us, right? So, for example, there is a tragedy of, let's say, somebody being shot, or there is a tragedy of somebody not having two square meals,
or there is a famine in Somalia, and so and so forth, right? So there's a lot of bad news around. And I try and stay away from bad news which is generated, right? So which means, for example, I try and stay away from all the negative screaming matches which happen in politics. I absolutely stay away. In fact, I don't even try and read about it. But I, on the other hand, make it a point to read as authentic a coverage of, let's say, the Afghanistan war, or I read with great interest and genuine curiosity, though I know it's a very morbid topic, about Danish Siddiqui and his last hours and last minutes as expressed in a biased coverage by Reuters, right? But I read it. I read that whole long story with a lot of interest because, one, I truly admired the work he did. Second, I was genuinely curious to see, and that's a rabbit hole for some other day, but there is genuinely a huge curiosity in me that what drives a fairly sane, normal person like us to go out and do this. I mean, what is that calling? Because I don't have that calling, right? Or I don't necessarily answer that calling. But what happens when Danish Siddiqui answers that call? So that's one kind of deep dive I read. The other deep dive is not about calling at all, right? It is about not having a choice. So it's the other polarized extreme. So if you're in Somalia and you're going hungry for weeks, it sounds very bizarre, right? It sounds very bizarre that if there was a supply-demand symmetry, which means if each of us could give up one cup of coffee and let's say 300 million of us could feed 300 million in Somalia, my bet, and that's my optimism in human life, my bet is a lot of people would give up one coffee every day, and it would probably be the same people, which means we don't require another 300 million to sign up tomorrow. So let's say there could be a 300 million people who decide to give up a coffee every single day because they are so convinced that this is helping somebody. As long as we could match the supply-demand symmetry, which means we could connect those supply-demand sides correctly, and as long as we could genuinely ensure that there's no leakages, no dramatic leakages, there will be some leakages in the system. As long as there is no dramatic leakages in the system, I think people will gladly give up that coffee. Now, all this is beside the point, right? This was not the conversation yesterday. The conversation yesterday was, should we be focusing or even reading negative news? Because it can drive us very quickly into some sort of a depressive or a low state, right? And it does this to me, right? Like last year I was volunteering, and not really volunteering because that makes it sound very grand. Not last year, this year, but I was not really volunteering, but I was trying to contribute to the COVID efforts, the crowdsourced efforts. And it was fairly, it took a toll, right? I think every night a bunch of us who were trying to help would feel very low, very tired, because on many nights we would lose. We would lose in trying to help. We would lose in spite of helping or despite of helping, which means we would find somebody a bed, or we would find somebody an oxygen cylinder, and yet he or she would lose. And it felt like the loss was a team loss. It really felt like, oh, I lost, we lost. That loss was suddenly personal. Suddenly it was not a unnamed statistic in the system. With that background, I understand what my friend was trying to say, right? And this person, in fact, is a very dear friend of mine, very, very dear friend of mine. And he was actually trying to tell me, look, stay away from this. This is not something you can anyway influence or contribute. And it's not like you have less things that you bother or ponder upon. So why would you want to get into this category of situation as well? Actually, at a very broad planar level, I agree with him, right? I'm not a very easy person to take this news numbly and walk away, right? I get a little broody. I think about it. I muse about it. I have a whole so-called empathetic response to this problem and so on and so forth, right? I couldn't have a great answer to tell my friend why I do this, right? My only rabbit hole in this and my only thought process here is, if we disconnect from the world in this way, we will lose our touch with reality. I will lose my touch with reality. And I find it extremely hard, right? I find it extremely hard to disconnect. And especially the human interest angle, right? Like, for me, human interest is everything. That's why I read fiction, non-fiction, memoirs, I read poetry. I read all of that because poetry, by its very nature, is very similar to this Danish Siddiqui story, right? I mean, it is usually describing a very intense emotion, as I always say, in a small but terse way, taking away all the inconsequential details about the context and only giving you the context and hitting you like a baseball bat would hit you on the head. That is poetry. And some memoirs are like that. Some fiction is like that. Fiction can leave you fairly tarnished over a period of time, especially like some of my most favorite authors are in this category. Like Milan Kundera is in this category. Samantha Harvey is in this category. So they leave you like, as an example, and this is a random digression, but you should read Samantha Harvey's Dear Thief if you haven't read. And you will know what I'm talking about. That book just hits you in the stomach again and again and again till at a point you absolutely fall in love with the book. Because the only thing you can do is relate to this story and say, oh my God, this is the story. So the point I'm trying to say again and again here is that for me, the human aspect or the human angle of these stories are very important. I am not so sure that is necessarily always true. And I see my friend's point. I absolutely see my friend's point. Unsure how to balance it out, right? Really very unsure how to balance it out. I see a lot of negative news in India. Somebody getting shot at point blank range. I see somebody, I mean, I hate even mentioning it, but somebody getting raped, I see. And these are all real stories. These are not manufactured negativities, right? These are not, as I said, some asinine politician trying to pull a fast one here and there, which you can completely ignore, right? Because you can have filters there saying, look, I don't want to get into this because this is manufactured. This is not a real tragedy. This is a manufactured human tragedy. Versus a real tragedy is also happening, right? And sometimes in our backyards, even with people who have the power and the privilege, right? So we sometimes hear of really rich and powerful people or well-to-do people or people with access still dying a very painful death, right? So I have been very... Like, I've read books on death, I've meditated on death, I've meditated on the Buddhist problem of what is dying and how dying is. Again, not because... Again, these are not great topics, right? These are grim topics by their very nature. But the reason they work for me is they keep me engaged with my reality. But I also genuinely wish, like, I was like my friend. I really wish. Like, yesterday I had almost more than I would say my share of envy as I was sitting and listening to him and saying, I wish I could just do this. I'm genuinely naturally attracted to the human angle, the story. The story naturally drives me in. So I get sucked into it. I will read upon it and I will try and understand and what is happening and why it's happening. So that's my rabbit hole. In summary, what really is the rabbit hole in this case is, should we shrug away all the things which are happening around us, especially if we have no control on it? There is a Buddhist view to say, or the Zen view, which says, just shut the external world that is just an information machine and focus on the inside. And I think that's what my friend was probably trying to say, or I would like to believe that. It's just that I am not doing that at all. And if this is a thought or a debate which you have or anybody has answers to, we should absolutely start a conversation. And maybe we should actually have a recorded one-on-one session, because maybe there is a lot of conversations which others might find useful. I will definitely find useful, both in posterity as well as in terms of learning. So that's my rabbit hole. Thank you. Do write in at amitabh.mwrh@gmail.com, and it's a wrap. Thank you.